You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So family prayer time fosters spiritual growth and development. It allows family members to come together to express gratitude, seek guidance, and nurture their faith. This shared spiritual experience can strengthen the family's bond with a higher power. So we are joined on the line by my pastor, Pastor Ngwenya, who's going to be helping us, you know, speaking about all things a family prayer life. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and how are you, my sister?
I am very well, my pastor. I hope you are well and the suit is ready for tomorrow.
Yes, I'm ready for tomorrow and for today's presentation.
Amen, Fundiswami. Before we start, Pastor, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
All right, let us pray. Okay, loving Father in heaven, Lord, we're so thankful for the opportunity that you're giving us to study your word. To interact and discuss issues pertaining to prayer, devotion in the family. Be with us, O Lord, as we discuss, lead and guide. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, why is it important for our families, you know, to have a consistent prayer routine? And what benefits do we, you know, do we get from this as we're doing this regular prayers as a family? And yeah, like, why should we do it?
Thank you so much for that important question. I'm going to respond by listing those important principles and points that relate to the importance of prayer in our families. Number one, it fosters spiritual growth and development. We can check James 4, verse 8. It expresses gratitude and seeking guidance from the Lord. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Nurtures faith, Hebrews 11, verse 6. Strengthens family bonds with God, Matthew 18, verse 20. Guidance and wisdom, James 1, verse 5, protection and comfort, Psalm 34, verse 17. It promotes unity and harmony. So that's why it is important. Those are the points relating to the importance. So we do well to embrace prayer as families. It enhances happiness. It promotes spiritual growth and development.
So, as families, we have different things that we are doing, ne? And I don't want to focus on the Friday day, but on the other days. So you find that sometimes mommy comes back at 8 p.m. We do have that. Or mommy's not even there at night, working night shift. Okay, let's say daddy. Hey, when it's mommy who's working night shift, it sounds wrong. But even though it happens, you know. So you find that some members of the family, Mpundisi, they are out working or they are not there. So what is then is the best time for families to gather for prayer? Or is it when everyone is available? Or we can set a time saying, guys, no matter what happens, 8 o'clock we are gathering. We can call whoever is not there over the phone. They join us.
Yes, we appreciate the various dynamics because of the modern society, modern family. Contemporary families have various dynamics to them. But we do well to emphasize setting apart times, specific times for prayer, for example, morning devotions, evening prayer, praying before meals, praying before bedtime. And then special family gathering. So while somebody may be at work, or while somebody, because of various responsibilities or assignments, may wake up too early for everyone to gather, at least we should have a schedule that is known, that even when I'm away, wherever I am, I join with the family in prayer, even in my absence. That bond that ties us together, regardless of the distance that may be there, but at least we all respect the times that are set for prayer, Bible study, and praises to the Lord. So morning devotions, Psalm 5:3, evening prayer, Psalm 141, verse 2, and then before meals, bedtime and special family. So yes, those are specific special times. Schedules, we need to schedule that, have a routine, that we follow as a family, in spite of the various challenges and the schedules, various schedules and work routines.
Mm-hmm. So usually when we are at our different churches, so this one I'm just going to generalize, Pastor, and not focus on the divine service that we have as Adventists when we're doing our service, right? But just random all denomination across, I think it's standard for most churches, right? When it's times there, you would find that, okay, it's an opening song, there's a word of prayer there. Sometimes we even do offering. I know the churches, their families that collect the offering during the week and then they take it to the church either on the Sabbath or the Sunday, depending on how they worship. And then, you know, they would now have the devotion by whoever, and then they would have a prayer. Is that something that we should follow in our homes, or we just come, we sit in Mfundiswami there by the table, we are like, okay, let us read the book of Isaiah, we read one verse and then we pray? Should we have, you know, more things that we are adding there that are going to expand to elements, or we just read the verse, pray, it's okay? Like, there's no standard of doing it.
Yeah, of course, there is. We encourage creativity and innovation.
Mm.
But in our creativity and innovation, the important elements of Bible study and prayer should not be left out. But okay, we're saying we have to be creative. We may choose to sing a song, read and pray. That could be another way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Or depending on the situation, we may just kneel and pray, mm-hmm, sing a song. And then there are times where you may dedicate the time to thanksgiving, testimonies, intercessions, or just an evening of praising God in songs. So creativity is allowed. It brings us together as well. When we sing together as a family, dedicate the evening to songs of praise. So yes, we have the liberty to come up with creative ways of bringing the family together for worship and for devotion.
Mm, mm. Okay. So looking at some families, you know, so there are all these dynamics, and some have 2 people, some have 10 people, some have 3 people, you know, our families, they vary there. So can we assign specific roles within the family prayer time? Let's say maybe we say, you know, that creativity you're speaking about, maybe we say, you know, the youngest child at home will be the one collecting offering, for example. If we do that, maybe the one who has learned now how to read, we give them the simpler memory verses like "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." We give them something to do. Or is it the parents that are just taking over everything, being in charge of everything, and the children just sit there and listen?
It's important to involve everyone, every member of the family. You know, people learn better when they actively participate.
Mm.
So it is wise to involve even the children. Let them be platform managers, you know, the ones leading, and allow them to be the one taking the devotional message.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when, for example, you are focusing on the chapter of the day.
Mm.
You could assign, depending on the number of verses for per chapter, you could divide by the number of family members, 5 verses each, depending on the number.
Mm-hmm.
As they actually participate in that, it helps them to grow. So we vary, you know, variety is the spice of life. Even in the spiritual things, we need to vary, you know, diversity. I mean, varying things, you know, variety, you know, promotes growth as well. If it's the parents only, it stifles growth. So
yes,
I think we need to promote, you know, active participation by all in the family, because the prayer devotion time is for all and by all.
Mm-hmm.
It involves everyone.
So
yes,
when we are including everyone, I think that is where now it's leading to my next question, Pastor, in terms of working together as a family, right, to build the habit of prayer. But now, what are some of the strategies that we can implement to ensure consistency and make it natural, you know? Because sometimes, for example, Pastor, we have to switch off the TV, we have to hide the remote, you know? We have to take away their gadgets. Sometimes we just switch off the Wi-Fi. You know, they will put the gadgets away. You know, sometimes it feels forced. It feels forced because the children are not there. You know, so what strategies, Pastor, can we use to make sure that we don't resort to switching off the Wi-Fi in order for them to come where we are meeting? If it's in the sitting room, maybe, or maybe some they would prefer, you know, their parents' bedroom. How then do we go about that?
That's an important question. It's about creating a culture. Yesterday, I was presenting a lesson on millennial bliss. We were saying we have these generational cultures.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that each family has these, you know, various generations. In spite of that, we need to collaborate. We need to, you know, cultivate that habit of, you know, interaction, you know, dialogue. Where we together come up with homegrown solutions to our challenges. So in terms of strategies, I would say setting a designated time is one of the strategies. Create a prayer corner in our room. Have a special corner where we are saying when we come together for prayer, this is our kind of sacred place where we've been together. Use reminders with technology that we have today. You can use reminders. You can start small, you know, sing a song and pray. The study small, but then you grow. Study the word, keep growing. You know, look at the dynamics, look at the level of growth. And then parents should lead by example. When the time has come, you know, in a friendly way, encourage each other and then celebrate progress. But like I said earlier on, if the child is the platform manager, it's their responsibility now to keep reminding or organizing us to come together. It's no longer, it's not a responsibility for the parents only, but the six-year-old is the one managing the platform, you know, putting everyone together. So when we cultivate that culture, it doesn't become the parents who are calling people to the prayer corner.
Yeah.
But when it's the child who's managing the platform, it is the child who's saying, hey, guys, it's time to hang up with God. It's time to come together and pray together as a family. I'm ready. Let's come. So that way, you are creating a culture of involving everyone. It ends up becoming something that we do joyfully, you know, not, you know, grudgingly. If you do it grudgingly, of course, when we're studying, if we are beginning, when we're studying, it may be a bit difficult. Teething problems are always there. But when we build that culture, you know, it ends up becoming a habit, a routine that everyone loves and they participate in joyfully. I think that way it might help.
And Mpundisi, you know, we do have families that want to do this, that want to have a family prayer life, but because of various issues that are there, they struggle to have that, and it's something that they really yearn for. And we do have families that they have gotten into the habits. Sometimes they don't even need an alarm, like, you know, even their body clocks are working with them to say, I think, you know, right now I should be sitting, you know, somewhere there. Even the preparation of the material they are using, it's just so effortless, you know. So how then do we express gratitude for the opportunity we have to pray as families, because others don't have that? How then do you express that gratitude, Mfundiswam?
It could involve verbal acknowledgement. And this can be done by simply saying thank you to each other and to God for the opportunity. So when there is that, you know, open communication within the family, you know, we can discuss. And then the other thing is, on other days, we dedicate time for praying specifically to thank God for the opportunity of prayer. Because it is God who he's the giver of all gifts, even the gift of time as well. And then a reflection on blessings. And then we come together as family to say, today, let it be a day when we express our gratitude, reflect on what God has done as a result of prayer. I think those are some of the things that we can do in terms of expressing our gratitude for the opportunity to pray together as a family to God. Because, yes, we need to acknowledge, you know, have a way of expressing how thankful we are to God for the privilege of prayer and for making it possible for us as a family to come together to pray. We can't take it for granted. It is God who enables us. He is the one who empowers us to do it. So, yes, we need to set times where we are saying, let's thank God for the opportunity, for the privilege of prayer, and then sing together. It could be a day of testimonies, just to thank God. Can you express what you see is a result of prayer?
Yeah.
And then we sing praises and thank God through song and through testimonies. That's what I can share in a nutshell.
I know, Mfundi, so we have heard you and it does make sense there. So thank you, Pastor. Any closing words in terms of why, maybe a reiteration from you, why families should have, this prayer time, and after that, please do pray for the families that they may heed to the advices that are being given.
Thank you so much. I think I could do it by just summarizing the points that I've shared. I started by listing. I'll just do the same, focusing on each point. We said the importance of family prayer. It fosters spiritual growth and development. It gives us an opportunity for expressing our gratitude, an opportunity for us to seek guidance from God. It nurtures faith. It strengthens family bonds with God. We are saying families that pray together stick together. And then prayer gives us an opportunity to seek for guidance and wisdom. And families that pray together, they pray and seek for protection and guidance. The angel of the Lord encampeth around those who fear him and protects them and delivers them. It promotes unity. It promotes unity. Then on the importance of consistency, we're saying looking at the benefits, looking at the advantages, we need to involve everyone and come up with a routine that everyone follows. The benefits are personal spiritual growth, inner peace and contentment, guidance and direction, strengthening family unity, protection, and deliverance from evil, fostering love and forgiveness. Then in terms of the best times, morning devotions are important, so we need to come up with a schedule for morning devotions, evening, before meals, bedtime. Those are that. Just in summary, that's what I can share with us in terms of reminders. Set a designated time, create a prayer corner, use reminders, and then celebrate progress. So, in a nutshell, I would encourage the listeners to apply these guidelines, these principles in their lives, and enjoy the benefits of family prayer, protection, spiritual growth, and development. May God help us to apply these. Let us come together in prayer as we close this session. Again, thanking God that we can discuss about the importance of prayer in the family. Let us pray. Wherever you are, if you're able to kneel down, you can kneel. If you cannot kneel down, raise your heart to God and seek for guidance. Let us pray. Our kind, loving Father in heaven, Lord, we're so thankful for the opportunity that you've given us to discuss about issues pertaining to the importance of prayer in the family. Thank you, Lord, for these guidelines, these principles. We pray for the ability, the capacity, and the willingness to apply these principles in our lives. So help us, oh God, revive us again. Help us to be families that pray together, because families that pray together stick together. So help us, O God, and prepare us for your kingdom that is about to come. When that day shall come, when the trumpet shall sound up yonder, we pray that none who is listening to this message will be cast away. But all of us, all the families of your children who are waiting for your coming, all of us will be found in that kingdom, will be part of that great number of the saints who will march into Zion rejoicing and praising your name. May this be our experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for coming through and speaking to us. I hope that the families, we will be taking those notes and we'll be having our family prayer time. May you have yourself a blessed day, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Be blessed to and to our viewers. Receive a special blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.